Acts chapter 28. When they had escaped, then they knew that the island was called Malta. The natives showed extraordinary kindness, for they kindled a fire and welcomed us all, because of the rain and the cold. When Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and put them on the fire, a viper driven out by the heat fastened on his hand. When the natives saw the poisonous snake hanging from his hand, they said to one another, "Surely this man is a murderer. Though he has escaped from the sea, justice does not allow him to live." But he shook off the creature into the fire and suffered no harm. They expected him to swell up or suddenly fall down dead. But while they waited a long time and saw no harm befall him, they changed their minds and said that he was an Elohim. In that area was an estate of the chief man of the island, named Publius, who had welcomed us and courteously housed us for 3 days. It happened that the father of Publius lay sick with a fever and dysentery. Paul visited him and, placing his hands on him, prayed and healed him. When this happened, the rest on the island who had diseases also came and were healed. They honored us in many ways. And when we sailed, they provided us with necessary supplies. After 3 months we sailed in an Alexandrian ship whose figurehead was Castor and Pollux, which had wintered at the island. Landing at Syracuse, we waited there for 3 days. From there we circled around and sailed to Regium. After 1 day the south wind blew, and the next day we arrived at Puteoli. There we found brothers and were invited to remain with them for 7 days. And so we went to Rome. From there, when the brothers heard of us, they traveled as far as the Forum of Appius and the Three Taverns to meet us. When Paul saw them, he thanked Elohim and took courage. When we arrived at Rome, the centurion handed the prisoners over to the captain of the guard. But Paul was allowed to remain by himself with the soldier who guarded him. After 3 days, Paul called the leaders of the Jews together. When they had assembled, he said to them, "Brothers, having done nothing contrary to our people or the customs of our fathers, I was delivered as a prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans. When they had examined me, they were determined to release me, because there was no charge against me deserving death. But when the Jews objected, I was compelled to appeal to Caesar, not that I had any charge to bring against my nation. For this reason I have asked to see you and speak with you, because I am bound with this chain for the hope of Israel." They said to him, "We have not received any letters from Judea concerning you, and none of the brothers that have come have reported or spoken any evil of you. But we think it is proper to hear from you what you think. For concerning this sect, we know that it is spoken against everywhere." When they had arranged a day to be with him, many came to him at his residence. From morning until evening he explained and solemnly testified of the kingdom of Elohim to them, persuading them concerning Yeshua from both the law of Moses and the prophets. Some believed what was said, but some did not believe. Being in disagreement with one another, they were dismissed after Paul had said one word, "The Holy Spirit spoke well to our fathers through Isaiah the prophet. Go to this people and say, you shall certainly hear, but never understand, and you shall certainly see, but never perceive. For the heart of this people has grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and they have closed their eyes, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart in turn, and I would heal them. Therefore let it be known to you that the salvation of Elohim has been sent to the Gentiles. They will hear it." When he had said these words, the Jews departed and disputed greatly among themselves. Paul remained 2 whole years in his own rented house. He welcomed all who came to him, preaching the kingdom of Elohim and teaching those things which concern the Master Yeshua the Messiah, with all confidence, no man forbidding him.